And the person with the highest measured IQ here in this entire crowd, the biggest genius here, went into another room. And then we just kept feeding questions in there. How do you solve this problem, that problem? How can we end world hunger? How can we bring distributed solar power to the poorest places on Earth? How can we create more jobs for young Americans? How can we employ the long-term unemployed people who don't have even a high school diploma? If I just kept feeding questions in, over time, the room with the crowd would make better decisions than the room with the genius. It turns out that there is an economic and social imperative that compels those of us who understand it to work together. It turns out that creative cooperation works better than constant conflict, and we forget that at our peril. If you can't share the future unless you share the responsibility for building it, and I implore you to look for opportunities to do that. The last thing I would say is that you are living in a time that is changing so fast, it is more likely than not that even if you start out fast, something will happen that you will find frustrating. You have to be able to begin again. And you have to be able to begin again without blaming somebody else in a way that isolates you from them.